Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The power is off in an area northeast of Fairbanks. Golden Valley Electric Association spokesperson Corrine Bradish says the outage began early this morning.
Approximately at 3:40 this morning, we have experienced an outage in the Fox area from 12 miles East Highway, Poker Flats, out to the Elliott Highway, Haystack area.
Bradish says the outage initially affected numerous other neighborhoods closer to town, including in the Skyline, Steel Creek, Gilmore Trail, Chena Hot Springs Road, and Farmers Loop area, but that they were isolated and returned to service. She says crews have found the source of the Fox area problem.
It's a pole that is sliding down a hill, and the wire is contacting the pole, causing the fault. Crews are loading up supplies now, heading back out to start making repairs.
Bradish says the repair is expected to take several hours and that as power is brought back on, the broader areas to the south will experience brief outages. Kaktovik is cleaning up a large portion of the village's only school, which was destroyed by fire last week. As KOTZ's Wesley Early reports, the community plans to rebuild and has an interim solution to continue classes until a new school is ready.
Kaktovik Mayor Amanda Kalaik says the first priority is restoring a sense of normalcy for the students as they resume school.
We have a fiveplex that we're going to be using for classrooms, so we don't have to extend the school year any longer.
Kalaik says the city hopes to get kids back into classes next week. Currently, the city building's internet bandwidth isn't set up to accommodate the needs of the students, so that is something Kalaik says is being worked on. Additionally, the building will need more power to adjust to the students. Kalaik says the North Slope Borough met with Kaktovik officials over the weekend to discuss the long-term plans for replacing the school. While the building was insured, she says the borough doesn't have a time frame for how long it will take to have a new school.
There's still all that rubble and all like the frames and stuff of what was once our new gym and our school that are still there. We still have the fire marshal here investigating. So after they have that all turned over, then we will be able to demo all that and go from there.
One thing Kalaik wants to make clear to the community.
We will rebuild. That's our plan. Everybody's in high hopes.
Kalaik says the students in the community are still in shock over the loss of the school. She says about 20 students were away at a basketball tournament in the village of Atkasik when the fire started. They returned home to a huge loss.
We had all our banners from every award that we ever won from like the 70s, 80s, and I mean all the trophies, all those memories. Yeah, it's just kind of hard to think about it.
When they do end up rebuilding the school, staff will be able to decorate with the sportsmanship trophies the boys and girls won during their weekend tournament. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.
A Palmer-based telecommunications company has nearly completed a 300-mile-long fiber-optic cable network from North Pole to the Alcan border. The Alcan One line will connect with a new Canadian fiber-optic cable to provide Alaska's first all-terrestrial link to the lower 48. Along the way, it'll bring high-speed broadband to outlying Alaskan communities that until now have only had limited internet service. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Matanuska Telephone Association CEO Michael Burke says crews are putting the finishing touches on the Alcan One fiber optic cable. It's being laid in swampy areas along the route that they couldn't work in until the ground froze solid.
So we're just finishing up a little bit that needed to be done in those areas, finishing up some fiber splicing and pulling fiber into the conduit.
Burke says when that work is done, the company subsidiary overseeing the project, called MTA Holdings, will link up at the U.S.-Canada border with a fiber optic cable installed by Northwest Tel, a Canadian telecom. A Northwest Tel spokesman said last week that the company's almost finished installing its 200-mile-long fiber optic cable that runs from Haines Junction to the border. And Burke says MTA will hook up to the Canadian fiber once its connectivity is tested.
We're just waiting kind of for the final test results from them on their side of the network, which they anticipate having here pretty quick.
When Alcan One becomes operational this spring, it'll be the only terrestrial fiber optic cable linking Alaska to the World Wide Web. The other four cables run under the ocean floor from the Pacific Northwest. Burke says the overland cable will be more secure and reliable and less expensive and easier to maintain than a subsea cable.
I think each one of those four cables that are out there probably each cost over $100 million, and we're definitely spending a lot less than that.
Burke won't disclose the cost of the Alcan 1 project, but he says MTA Holdings will save many millions of dollars annually because it'll no longer have to pay other telecoms like Alaska Communications for access to their big internet backbones.
And that's really the big benefit for us.
Burke says the Alcan 1 network will have enormous data capacity, up to 100 terabits per second initially, which he says is more than enough to meet all of Alaska's internet demand. He says that excess capacity will enable MTA to sell bandwidth to smaller telecoms that provide internet service to communities along the route.
So Harding Lake, Delta Junction, Tok, Dot Lake, Northway, and at the border itself, we're in the process of installing equipment there.
That's good news to residents of those communities who've had to make do with, at best, DSL connections that often are slow, bulky, and very expensive. That's why during a community meeting in Tok last fall, many area residents were very interested to hear about internet service that the area's main utility wants to provide once the Alcan 1 network is up and running.
This project, we're hopeful, will provide a much greater capacity. But we're also hoping that that price will help us in providing broadband services.
Alaska Power and Telephone CEO Michael Garrett told those at the meeting that AP&T wants to offer 10 megabits per second downloads and 1 meg per second uploads with 250 gigabyte capacity for about $80 a month. He says that's about what AP&T customers now pay for less than half that download speed and a fifth of the capacity limit. Reporting from Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.